Coming up on episode number 885, it is request time again. Your requests. Things like, I don't know, covers of R.E.M., T-Bone Walker, Lil Wayne and the Rolling Stones, plus Tina and Trivia. All these things, things that you've wanted me to do, you've wanted me to play. We're going to do that right now. It is the All Request Show, and it's coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting tougher, whole world is rough, it's just getting rougher, cover me, come on baby, cover me, well I'm looking for another hoo-hoo, come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Tuesday night. It is Tuesday, July 17th, 2012. My name is Brian Abbott. Welcome to another All Request Show. I take your emails, your phone calls, your requests, which you have sent to requests@coverville.com. That's the email address you used, right? Of course you did. Using those requests, I put together a show made up of stuff just for you. I didn't pick anything in this show. So, actually I did, but we'll get to that. Now that you mentioned, I guess I did pick a couple things. But let's go ahead and get things started. Timothy, who works at the University of Texas at Arlington, requested this one, brand new. And you know I love mashups, and you know I love covers. Well, I love mashups when they're done by a band as opposed to the mashups that I just kind of like, which are, you know, when they take chunks out of other people's songs. But when a band covers it and covers two songs together and makes a mashup out of it, you know I love it. And these guys really know how to do it. Pomplamoose, Jack Conti, and Natalie Dawn, brand new track. It is the Gautier Call Me Maybe mashup, and you'll hear what I mean. Here are Pomplamoose.
I threw a wish in the well . Don't ask me, I'll never tell. I look to you as a bell, and now you're in my way. Trade my soul for a wish, pennies and dimes for a kiss. I wasn't looking for this, but now you're in my way. But you didn't have to cut me off. Make out like it never happened, and that we were nothing. And I don't even need your love, but you treat me like a stranger. I
Brian, AC Royal here from New York. Got a great cover for you of REM's The One I Love by Anya Wolf. You can find it on YouTube by searching Anya, A-N-J-A, Wolf, W-O-L-F, music. Thanks and love the show.
This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. A simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop has occupied my time. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Another prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love. This one goes out to the one I've left behind. Simple prop to occupy my time. This one goes out to the one I love.
Two, three, four.
Confusion, I can get no relief. Businessman, they
from the soundtrack to the film.
Du treibst, als ob du wahnsinnig eilig irgendwo hin musst.
Finde ich auch.
Ich treib nicht, du bist zu langsam.
Ich bin zu langsam.
There you go. Yes, you are hearing German. That is from the soundtrack to the film Bandits. Now, not the film with Bruce Willis and Billy Bob Thornton, but a different film called Bandits, which came out in 1997 by a band called Bandits. That is All Along the Watchtower, of course, originally by Bob Dylan, although, as most artists do, they tend to cover the Jimi Hendrix version rather than the Bob Dylan original. I'm fine with that. I'm totally fine with that. Do whatever you want to do. Bandits covering All Along the Watchtower. Tower. That one going out to a listener who is heading out to Afghanistan, Tim Finnegan in the Tadpool, well, probably in other places too. Actually, no, his name is Dave, but he goes by Tim Finnegan in the Tadpool. After almost a year in Afghanistan, he finally has an internet connection that allows him to download and listen to Frogpants podcasts, including Coverville. And he was hoping that I'd be able to find and play a version of All Along the Watchtower. I hope you enjoyed that version. I think it's a lot of fun. Bandits and their cover of All Along the Watchtower. Before that, you heard a cover of the one I love, the R.E.M. song, covered by Anya Wolf. That one going out to A.C. Royal in New York. Thanks for suggesting that one. And we start off the set with Pomplamoose. Now, in the last several hours, this song has been taken down. I don't know why, has caused it, but it's not available anymore, or currently not available. But keep an eye on pomplamoose.com or their YouTube channel, which is pomplamoosemusic.com. It is called the Gautier Call Me Maybe mashup, of course, covering Gautier's Somebody That I Used to Know and Carly Rae Jepsen's Call Me Maybe. And I think I like that way. Well, I like it way better than the Carly Rae Jepsen song. And I think it's growing on me even more than the Gautier track. So thank you, Pomplamoose, for putting that together. And I hope it becomes available again very shortly. So we got Batman, right, coming out this week, Friday, the big Christopher Nolan trilogy capper that is going to, I'm sure, break box office records and just be the end-all be-all of Batman films. Get in the spirit with ThinkGeek.com, a sponsor of Coverville, with things like the Batman Ice Cube Tray, which will let you make little Batman symbols, or DC Comics shot glasses, which have Batman as well as Wonder Woman and the Flash, the vintage Batman Skyline t-shirt, Batman Hockey Stripe Baby Doll t-shirts, all sorts of Batman stuff. I love that money clip, by the way. It's like a little, it's the newer Batman symbol, and you fold it over and it's a money clip. Tons of great stuff over there at thinkgeek.com to get you into the Bat mood. So check it out right now by going to coverville.com, clicking on the Think Geek link over on the right side of the page. That'll take you over to Think Geek, where you can find not just Batman stuff, but all kinds of stuff for smart masses. Had a request from Roger, who emailed in and said, in honor of 50 years of the Rolling Stones and Mick Jagger's 69th birthday, both of which happened this month, he would like to hear I Am Waiting by Olabel. Well, Roger, this one's going out to you. Great cover right here. Olabel from the self-titled album from 2004 with I Am Waiting.
Can hold out, oh yeah.
someone to come out of somewhere. Waiting for someone to come out of somewhere. See it come alone, don't know where it's from. Oh yes, you will find out. Happens all the time, censored from my mind.
Chicago. There was a group called Two Nice Girls, which I think is a trio, and they perform a rather unusual version of the Speed Racer theme song. I was wondering if you could possibly track that down and play it on the show. Thanks, and have a great day.
Here he comes. Here comes Speed Racer, he's a demon on wheels. He's a demon and he's gonna be a-chasing after someone. He's right behind you, so you better look alive. He's busy revving up the powerful Mach 5. And when the odds are against him and the dangerous work they do, your life, Speed Racers are gonna see you through. Go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go. He's popping speed as he guns his car around the track. He's freaking out so hard it's like he's never coming back. Adventure's waiting just ahead. Go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go, Speed Racer, go! He's popping speed as
he guns his car around the track. He's freaking out so hard, it's like he's never coming back. Adventures waiting just ahead. Oh! Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go. Go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go Speed Racer, go.
And it makes a fiery bound by wild desire, fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down.
Ruthie Foster from the album called Let It Burn. That is her cover of Ring of Fire, originally by Anita Carter, but of course made famous by Johnny Cash. That one going out to Jay, who said, it's been a while since I wrote you. Let's see here. You're so Coverville. Oh, we really enjoyed the Peter Gabriel Coverville. Today on the local college station, University of Delaware, I heard two songs by a blues singer named Ruthie Foster. One was Ring of Fire, and the other, If I Had a Hammer. She makes them her own. I think she'd be worth a listen when you have the time. Thanks again, Jay from Newark, Delaware. Thanks for suggesting that one. Before that, you heard Two Nice Girls and their cover of Speed Racer. That one comes from an album called Like a Virgin, but not affiliated with the Like a Virgin albums that come out of Triple J in Australia. This one is all Two Nice Girl covers. They do a cover of the old Cream classic, I Feel Love. They do a cover of I Spent My Last $10 on Birth Control and Beer, although I don't know who did the original on that one, but Two Nice Girls, if nothing else, they make that one their own. That one going out to Les in Chicago. And then we start off the set with Olabelle from their self-titled album from 2004, covering the Rolling Stones' I Am Waiting, and that one is going out to Roger. Thank you, Roger, for suggesting that one. Coverville today, well, Coverville today is brought to you also by Coverville. So this last weekend, I opened up the Coverville e-store. It's an electronic store on the Coverville site. Just go to coverville.com and click on the link at the top of the page for the store. And what you're going to find on there are the last set of goodies from Smooth Federation, including lots of posters, lots of t-shirts. Well, not very many t-shirts. Actually, these things are going fast. People are snatching them up, as well as other Coverville t-shirts. These used to be t-shirts that were only available to Coverville citizens, and now they are available to you as well. The hard-to-find Coca-Cola parody Coverville shirt, the Burger King parody shirt, and really hard to find are t-shirts from the Coverville 500. I opened up a box the other day and found just a few mediums left. And these are the concert t-shirts that we put together for the show in Las Vegas back in 2008 that list Jonathan Colton and Richard Cheese and Natalie Gelman, Chance in the Choir, Radio Adventures of Dr. Floyd. So once these are gone, that's it. And I've got those priced to sell because I only have them in size medium. So if you're a size medium, make sure you get your Coverville 500 concert shirt or any of the great stuff that you'll find on the Coverville store. Just go to coverville.com, click on the store link at the very top of the page. That'll take you right where you need to go, the Coverville store, and lots of Smooth Federation swag right there for you. And if you're going to be in Las Vegas next month, don't forget, during the Star Trek convention going on at the Rio in the middle of the month, the 9th through the 13th, Smooth Federation is going to have a booth there. So come up and say hi. Andrew will be there. I'll be there for the first day. And we'll be selling and signing and shaking hands and happy to meet you all. So please come up and say hi if you're going to be there. And we'll look forward, hopefully, to seeing you there. We're going to open up the last set of music here, and we're going to start off with a cover of a song called Stormy Monday. Well, a lot of people refer to it as, they call it Stormy Monday. Let's see here. This one goes out to Danny, who goes by Phone Mom in the Tadpole. She says, my husband and I recently went to see Squeeze and the B-52s in concert. Great show. And we listened to the B-52s cover story on the way out. We couldn't find the one on Squeeze, but afterwards I did find the Coverville tribute album. Yeah, there's a Coverville tribute album for Squeeze that is currently a free download. If you go to coverville.com and do search for Squeeze, you'll find it. Let's see here. She's requesting a cover by Squeeze. I actually gave her a link to episode 45, I believe it is, of Coverville, which was one of the first cover stories. And since I'm such a huge Squeeze fan, that early cover story was a Squeeze cover story. Her father is an instrument repairman and a sax player, played in a blues band while she was in college. And she wanted to hear a cover of Stormy Monday. A lot of B.B. King covers out there of it, but let's go ahead and play one by the Deborah Ferris Band. This comes from a 2006 album called Gotcha Covered. I guess we're going with a lot of female vocalists on Coverville today. Psh, nothing wrong with that. Here's Deborah Ferris Band covering Stormy Monday.
Wednesday is worse. Mother's Day is all so sad. Well, the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. Yes, the eagle flies on Friday. Saturday I go out to play. Sunday I go to church. That's when I get down on my knees. But then, Lord have mercy. Lord, 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 Lord have mercy on me now. But then, Lord have mercy on me now. 'Cause
come down from your throne, leave your body alone. Somebody must change. You are the reason I've been waiting here so long. Somebody holds the key, but I'm near the end and I just ain't got the time. And I'm wasted and I can't find my way
song contains language that will corrupt your mind, offend your youngsters, and confound your coworkers. Please use extreme caution when listening.
She said he's so sweet, I wanna lick the wrapper. And she
searching for you. Call me so I can get it juicy.
A very different song right there at the end of the show. That is Framing Hanley and a cover of Lollipop, originally by Kanye West. Lil Wayne. Sorry. That one going out to... Shoot, this I had right in front of me and I lost it. Going out to a listener who requested it. Jay Peel requested that one. Kind of a different turn there as far as rock cover of a... hip-hop classic, but there you go. Lollipop, covered by Framing Hanley from their 2008 album, The Moment. Before that, Can't Find My Way Home by Black Label Society. That one comes from a 2011 album called The Song Remains Not the Same, and it's a cover of Blind Faith. We start off that set with Stormy Monday, covered by the Deborah Ferris Band from their album Gotcha Covered from 2006, originally done by T-Bone Walker, but B.B. King is probably the most famous coverer of that song. Right there, Stormy Monday. Well, Tina is joining me here in the Coverville studios. How are you, Tina?
I am doing well, thanks.
Good. It's you came in just at the right time. Good timing to get you on Musically Challenged here.
I know.
Anything you want to say, talk about before we jump into this?
Nope.
All right.
Nope.
Well, then I guess without any further ado... I'm going to minimize the tadpole here so you can't. I can't cheat. And here we go.
Hello, Brian and Tina and whoever else is listening. This is Fish calling again from the eastern part of Canada with a new Musically Challenged I like to call...
Mangled Beyond Recognition.
And if you didn't make that out, that's Mangled Beyond Recognition. Well, what I'm doing is I took some of my instruments and I tried to play some songs. And you got to figure out what I am playing, and then everything will be great. Anyway, so here we go with track number one.
That sounds so familiar.
Yeah, it does.
It's like I can't.
It's a Led Zeppelin. It's not Going to California. It's not coming to me, but it might come to me,
yeah.
While we're listening to the other songs. All right, let's go to the next one here.
So how do you do with that one? I'll give you a second to think.
Oh.
All right, now track two. So there.
Okay, so it's Cyndi Lauper.
Yes.
Shoot, it's like. I can't think of the song. I can't.
Time
after time. Yeah, that's
yes.
it.
All right.
Okay.
Let's go to the next one here.
Here you go. There's another one. How are you doing so far?
You just wanted to show off how many instruments you can play, aren't you?
Hey, more than I can.
Yeah, so far he's up to two more than I can play.
Give you another second to think. Okay, now here's track number three.
Love this. Good one. those where you either know it or you don't.
Is it Black Sabbath?
No, it's not.
Okay, then I don't know.
It's The Who, and it's one of the songs that John Entwistle wrote and performed, sang Boris the Spider.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right, didn't
believe,
know it.
You believe me on that one.
Oh, yeah, I believe you.
Take my word for it.
So we're halfway through, and wasn't that really creepy and crawly and creepy and crawly? And I'll give you another second to think.
I think we have to should be guessing, too, what instrument he's going to play next. I say the harmonica.
Oh, God. I think piano.
Okay.
Track number 4.
That last part really sounded familiar. Da, 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 da,
da, da, da. Yeah, exactly. It's like...
like Peter Gabriel or Genesis.
I was thinking John Fogerty.
Mm. Wow, okay.
I don't know why.
Huh.
It's
all
definitely
right.
An 80s song, but I can't... it's... yeah.
Yeah, you think? Well, okay.
All right, I don't
know.
Yeah,
I can't place that one. I mean, I can... I tip of my tongue kind of thing. All right, let's go to the next one.
Was so bad I even broke a string. Well, anyway, so how are you doing so far? We've got 2 more tracks to go, and then I'll give you the answers. But now I'll give you a second to think. Okay, now here is track number 5.
Oh, that is funny. Yeah, but who sings this?
Well, it's a traditional... sounds like it, yeah. Still better than me.
I heard about a diamond in the rough, but that was ridiculous. Anyway, here's your second.
Oh, we never had to give an answer. Go ahead.
Well, take me out to the ball game.
There you go. Yep.
And now here's the 6th and final track. So there.
Oh, that's all he's giving us.
Cool. Oh, I needed more.
That's all you're going to get. What's great is he's playing it on the instrument that not only did the band play, but that they were named after.
Oh.
The nickname for this instrument.
Oh, I don't know.
And they have a connection with Cyndi Lauper, who we talked about a minute
ago.
Yeah,
I don't know. It's an 80s group, but I don't know.
It is an 80s group. It's the Hooters.
The Hooters.
And we
yes.
danced.
Yep, that's funny.
Nice.
There you go. There are our 6 songs that I mangled beyond recognition. But how did you do? How many did you get right? How many did you get wrong? I don't know, because I recorded this before, and you know, you're doing this live, and like there's a little bit of disconnect there. Anyway, so here is the answers. Song number 1 was David Lidley with the Mercury Blues.
Oh. Yeah, I know the song. Down the road. Huh.
Track number 2 was, of course, Cyndi Lauper's Time After Time.
Confusion is nothing new.
And of course, track number three was The Ox, or Thunderfingers, or better well known as John Entwistle from The Who, doing Boris the Spider.
Totally nailed that one, too.
Well, and I see what you mean by either you know it or you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, because it's not, you know, it's not different from what he's doing.
Right.
From what he did.
Yeah, and the next one was, of course, Extreme from Boston with their hit Wholehearted.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember this song?
Yeah. You don't? Mm-mm. Is it familiar?
You mean Extreme did another song besides More Than Words?
I guess.
Oh, I do remember this.
Really low on it,
and the next track was Sam Bush with Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Actually, it was me, but this is Sam Bush. And the final track was, of course, me on my melodica, or also known as a hooter, with The Hooters, And We Danced.
Look at that. He even used the same bit of trivia that I used.
I know. That is funny.
Trivial minds always think alike. Like, what little extra bit can I...
little punny things.
Yes. I'm going to have to listen to this album again. I forgot how good it is.
So there is the inaugural version of
Mangled Beyond Recognition.
Anyway, it was a good time doing this. It only took me, three or four months because I started, I stopped. Anyway, so I'm glad you enjoyed it. And if not, well, like the time disconnect thing, I wouldn't know until after you actually play it. Anyway, so thank you, Brian. Thank you, Tina. And thank you, everyone else there, to listen to me talk. Goodbye.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you, Peter. That was great. And definitely send along another one. Loved it. Love the concept. You could probably use shorter audio clips in your answers, but I'd say other than that, I mean, check the volume levels, too, because it seems like the... your instrumentation was fine, but the clips you were playing were considerably lower. What am I going to complain about, right?
Exactly.
Exactly. All right. Well, with that, we are going to close out this edition of Coverville. Thank you, Tina, for joining me for Musically Challenged.
You're welcome.
And thank you, listeners, for listening. If you want to get in touch with me, if you've got requests of your own that you'd like me to play, email them to me at requests@coverville.com. You can also call the request line at 206-222-COVER or visit coverville.com and leave your message in the show notes or in the comment section for the show notes for this or any other episode. And I read everything that comes in. Also, make sure to check out the new Coverville store right there, coverville.com. Click on the store link at the very top of the page for all of those goodies. We will be back on Thursday. You know, I never did check to see what might be on tap for a cover story for Thursday, but I can tell you as I pull up my crystal ball. Let's see here. Potentially Nico, maybe? What else we got? Dion? Roger McGuinn? Yeah, I don't know. Who knows? We'll have to see. Actually, Police. It looks like it's been a while since we've done a Police cover story, so we'll have to check that out as well. And big thanks to Emily, who helps put the Coverville future list recommendations together. So thank you again to Emily. All right, we will be back on Thursday with another edition of Coverville. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye. We'll Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network, and bandwidth for Coverville was provided by Cashfly, C-A-C-H-E-F-L-Y, cashfly.com. Coverville is also part of the Frog Pants Studios Ultra Feed. You can find out more about them by going to frogpants.com, where you can hear podcasts so good, this is crazy. Listen, maybe.
Audio program so good, it's like you're there!